Corrections Officer Julie Christensen has still not recovered from the injury she received in the March 27th attack, which left the Marathon County Sheriff's Department in disarray. The incident led to the resignation of the former jail administrator. The sheriff stepped down after a newspaper expose showed he was frequently away from the office. On Monday, his successor, Sheriff Scott Parks, said it was important to get an outsider to run the jail.
It's easy for us to get up every morning, take a look at the mirror, and say everything is fine. Sometimes you need a fresh perspective.
Sandra LaDuives takes over after a 14-year career in corrections, most recently as the jail administrator for Oneida County. She is pledging to listen to the concerns of the people who work in the jail.
I am very open. I have an open-door policy, but I am also very strict with the chain of command. So it's a balancing act, but I think that really being candid with expectations is what's going to allow me to maybe gain some respect as well as understanding where the officers are coming from and what they need.
Sheriff Park says he hopes the new administrator helps turn around the department.
Let's get this division to be number one in the state. An example to the rest of the state on what a corrections division should be.
After the attack in the jail, an independent citizens panel issued a list of recommendations, including more employee input, a new code of conduct, better handling of inmate grievances, new policies for work release, and better management. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.